Good morning. It is December the 23rd, 2019. Merry Festivus. Today is Festivus, a celebration for the rest of us. There will be feats of strength. There will be the description of ordinary, banal events as miracles. And there will be the airing of grievances. Today is December the 23rd, 2019. It is almost 5 a.m. in Seattle. Can you believe it? So fucking early, yet so fucking late. So late in the day. So early in the morning. Were you out drinking last night? Did you meet some old friends from college? Did you talk to an old buddy you hadn't seen in a while from the army? Get really drunk. Merry Christmas. I don't know, people. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just hanging here in Little Saigon. You might say to yourself, Dan, what is the meaning of Christmas? Well, that's not the important question. What is the meaning of meaning? What is the meaning of meaning? What is the semantics of the word meaning? Did Nietzsche ever ask that fucking question, you fuck? He probably did. I was out last night, not too far from Haverstack. Haverstack Street off of Broadway. You know, near the intersection of Williams and Buckley. I was hanging out, you know, just looking for some action. You know, hustlers gotta hustle, people. So I was swinging my booty. I was walking down Broadway about midnight, and this cop asked me what I was doing. I said, "Copper, I'm just hanging out, you old fuck." He didn't really like that too much. He took out his taser gun and he shot me with his taser. I shook on the ground and shivered in the freezing rain, my body glundulating from the electroshock running through my sphincter. I shook on the ground like a nervous bunny. I wondered if there was some place for me where I would be safe. But then the cop got a call up the street. Two gay men had murdered a third. And so he left me there. He said, "Don't leave, buddy." And I said, "Sure, copper. I'll just stay here and slowly die in the rain." I got up off the ground. It wasn't too far from Swedish. I made my way to the emergency room. A nurse saw me with blood flowing through my eyeballs, and she called the hazmat team. They isolated me for Ebola. They checked my anus for rashes. They looked to see if there were blumbuli in my scumbulus. They hooked me up to a machine called a gongazoid. They tested my feces for love. They tested my urine for hate. And then they dumped me on the street. Back on the street, I made my way to Dick's for a cheeseburger. I figured maybe this'll help. I said, "Mr. Cheeseburger Man, can I have a fucking cheeseburger, you fuck?" He looked at me and said, "Buddy, don't call me a fuck." And I said, "Okay, buddy." I grabbed my cheeseburger and my fries and my Coca-Cola and I walked towards the light rail station. Some dudes were hanging out and they saw me covered in feces and urine and shaking from the cop electrocuting my butt sack. They saw me as some homeless guy. They were gonna rough me up. took me behind the building. They kicked me in the groin several times. They twisted my legs and my arms. They broke my fucking fingers. I can't believe I'm playing this goddamn thing right now. But I used a lot of Gorilla Tape because I went out last night. I got in a few hours ago. I dragged myself here. People mocked me and threw things at me as I made my way back home. And I thought to myself as I closed the door, is this the meaning of Christmas? Is this the meaning of the holiday season? Everybody's looking for a mark. Everyone's looking for someone to beat the shit out of. Is that the meaning of Christmas? Is that the point of Christmas? Finding people to punish, to injure? Is Christmas really one big existential sadomasochistic? Is Christmas really... Let me drink some water before I say this bullshit. Is Christmas really just one big sadomasochistic circle jerk? Existential sadomasochistic circle jerk? Is that what Christmas is, buddy? And I don't know. I really don't know. I would like to air some grievances to get this out of my system for Festivus. My first grievance is against the people that run the Chevron up the street. These guys, I think they don't like me. I think they might be racist against white people or ginger people or perhaps Celtic people or Irish people or just old ginger people like me. I think they might be kind of racist. I think they may be racist against me. I wish they would stop being so racist. I buy their fucking food. In fact, arguably, most of my calories come from the Chevron. So please stop being so fucking racist. And brown. And probably from what? Somalia or Ethiopia? Nigeria? Up the butt fuckeria? I don't care where you from, buddy. Don't be talking click-click around me. Don't be racist. Don't be racist, buddy. That's my job. Next grievance. So I feel like the whole Mr. Robot series that I started watching in 2015 off the USA Network. Yeah, it was probably a lot of predictive programming from the beginning, but I was hopeful it might have some type of original content. And it almost did, except for the fact that it seemed to rip off Chuck Palahniuk right from the fucking beginning. All things being equal, though, I figured it's not so bad. I'll take a ride with this fucking Sam's email, like I fucking care about Sam anymore. But I'll take a ride with Rami Malek and Sam's email and fucking see what happens with this fucking story. And then it turned out that Mr. Robot was a pedophile filled with toxic white masculinity, and there's a multiverse where everybody gets to be a gay white, you know, whale or dolphin. And the whole thing imploded. The whole fucking plot structure went upside down. In fact, the moral of the story so far is, if you're a hacker, or if you're opposed to the system, your dad or mom probably sexually abused you. That's one of the messages of the final season of Mr. Robot. and I find that depressing as fuck, and I also think it's bullshit. It feels like they rushed the whole thing to finish it. It doesn't even feel like they tried. They just took a bunch of tropes and threw them together and said, oh, we'll fucking do this, and it's the multiverse. And they pulled that shit out of their asses too, if you ask me. They really did. That whole multiverse bullshit. That didn't click. But maybe it does. Maybe it's all predictive programming. Maybe I am a gay chimpanzee. You ever wonder if I might be a female Wolverine chimpanzee? You ever wonder if I might have objects in my anus that look like glass orbs? You ever wonder if there are robots in my bloodstream looking for another drink? What do you think? That's some crazy shit. Yeah, I'm not really happy about how the whole Mr. Robot thing is ending. I don't even know if there's an original fucking Pulp Fiction novel it's based on. I don't care if there's a blog. All I'm telling you is that plot structure took a drastic turn for the worse. When it drifted into the whole, you know, the FBI is not so bad. There might be good cops. Great. That's a great story for an anarchist. I love that one. But what's worse, if you're a rebel, if you're opposed to the system, if you have issues with government, you're most likely a fucking pedophile. Well, that's a great fucking story. Or you're a victim of a pedophile. Well, that's even worse or better. I don't know. Next grievance is against Denmark, as if you didn't see that coming. Now, my issues with Denmark are manifold, and it's a panoply of reasons. It's not one reason. I mean, you could have one good reason for hating Denmark. Like, just that fucking look on their faces. You know that look they have, that fucking Danish smile? Hi, I'm Danish. Oh, that's great. Hello, I'm Danish. Look at my fucking smile. Look at my fucking smile and my nice, clean, white teeth. I don't like their whole attitude. It's like everybody from Denmark thinks they're better than everybody else. And it's a matter of historical fact that every great crime of history that's blamed on white people, it's some Danish person. It's always been some fucking Danish person. Ruin it for the rest of us. The rest of us white people, A, We're not that white. And B, you know what? We're pretty fucking cool. But the fucking Danes? Fuck. It's like what Shakespeare said. There are many kinds of hookers. But the nastiest fucking hookers, with the worst kinds of crabs and parasites, you'll find in Copenhagen. That's exactly what Shakespeare said in Hamlet. I don't like their kringla. I'm overweight. In part, I have too much fat because of kringla. Kringla is not good for you. If you're diabetic, don't eat kringla. If you have any issues with your insides, don't eat it. It's designed to fucking kill people, the fucking Danish people. Don't get me started on Denmark, is all I'm saying. And the thing is, if you ask yourself, what's one of the worst things about Seattle? It's all the fucking Danish people. And you say, well, there aren't that many. One is too many. One Dane can ruin your day. One Dane can ruin your party. I'd rather have six Swedes than one Dane. One fucking Dane. Next grievance, I am getting sick of deluded Trump voters. In fact, I'm going to bundle two grievances so people will listen. I don't care if you support Trump or not. The people that are deluded and think Trump is there to save them, they make me sick. The people that hate Trump and think that there's a magical Democrat that will save them, they make me just as fucking sick. I hate all the voters. In fact, my real grievance here is against people that vote. Okay? You keep feeding the beast. You feed its ego. Voting doesn't work. I mean, it's not like you're going to make your life better. But every time you vote, you tell the beast, you tell the crocodile, thank you, crocodile. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for blowing up that country. Thank you for shoving that object up my butt at the fucking airport. Thank you for approving that drug that killed my kid. Yeah, the FDA is really great. Thank you, crocodile. Thank you, government. I'm gonna go vote. So yeah, my real grievance here is against voters. All you fucking people that think voting is gonna make a difference, fuck you. All you people that vote and happily pay your fucking thief taxes, your fucking payouts to the fucking protection racket. All you happy voters and happy taxpayers, fuck you. You're doing nothing to improve the world, but I promise you, you are feeding the ego of a monster that wants to destroy the world. Because all it can do is eat and fucking kill. That's all the crocodile does. All the crocodile does is get bigger and uglier and scarier, and it eats more babies. That's all it does. And you live on the Death Star. You think voting works on the Death Star. Ask Darth, hey, Darth Vader, how does voting work? Oh, I'll tell you. On the Death Star, we have voting booths. They're amazing. The voting booths are connected to a tube. You vote, you go into the fucking, you know, voter's fucking closet. And you make your vote on a piece of paper. You can vote for Darth Vader or that other guy. Yeah. And then you take your fucking piece of paper, your ballot, and you shove it into the tube. And where does the tube go? That's a good fucking question, buddy. The tube is connected to the vacuum of space. Every election season on the Death Star moves very close to a big black hole. And then when you vote and you push that button that, you know, you just voted, your vote gets sucked into the tube and sent right into the fucking black hole. Your shit does not work, buddy. Yeah, so I'll just say this. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, or you're a libertarian who believes that one day we can put the government, aka Crocodile, on a diet and say, listen, Crocodile, will you lose some weight? Will you get smaller, more fit, and just go after the murderers and the thieves and the rapists and the child abusers and the people that steal shit? And if the crime ain't got a victim, it ain't no crime. Will you do that, Crocodile? And the thing is, there are libertarians who believe this shit. I used to believe this shit. I believed this shit for about 5 years. My stop after I left the Republican Party, after I realized that the small government Republican was, yeah, extinct, or maybe living like coelacanth off the coast of Africa, since there were no small government Republicans left, no coelacanth Republicans to be discovered, I went to Libertarian Party. I said, libertarians, you guys make sense. And hey, Ron Paul, he was a libertarian, wasn't he? That was great. I was there for a few years, and then I realized that that was bullshit too. In fact, worse bullshit, because a lot of good people joined the Libertarian Party believing that they're fighting for the free republic, and that this can be a free country again. And I know it's a great thing to believe. It makes you feel warm inside, but it's probably bullshit. It's probably a psyop. The Libertarian Party came into existence about the same time as a lot of other shit, like the closing of the gold window. Yeah, in the same time frame. Not the same year, but same time frame. The petrodollar, same time frame. Yeah, and the opening of China. And then we have our, oh, Libertarian Party just pops up. Wow, that's amazing. It's all just random shit, right? What I'm saying is, I am sick of you voters. I don't care who you're voting for next year. I don't care if you like Tulsi Gabbard or Elizabeth Warren or Donald Trump. I don't care if you have little fantasies about them attacking each other with, you know, swords and shit. I don't care. Just go fuck yourselves, voters. The next grievance is against Microsoft. Why? Why do I hate Microsoft? Let me count the ways. It is a grotesque company. I know this from experience, both working there as a contractor and seeing some of the products they've sold on the other side of the fucking mountain. I have seen the shit that they shove down the throats of customers at an enterprise scale, and I have to say, this is a crony, disgusting company. The problem is, that's the whole tech industry. In fact, maybe my real grievance is with tech in general. Tech is no longer about solving problems. Tech is about bullshit. Tech is about public affairs and public relations. Tech is about fucking presentations and little videos and nothing to do with solving problems. In fact, tech has become mostly vaporware now. Vaporware and a lot of contractors who actually get the shit done. And then you've got, you know, brogrammers and what I would call jagrammers and quasi-crebists and translational bi-gender analysts and all kinds of weird people telling you how to fucking code, and they don't know how to code. But they do know how to look like a protected class. Fuck. Fuck you, Microsoft. Fuck you, Amazon. Fuck you, Google. Fuck you, Facebook. Fuck you, Twitter. Fuck you, tech. Fuck all of tech. All of tech can go suck my cock. In fact, better yet, all of tech can go up to Broadway and hang out on Broadway with the Glumbus freaks and have their inner slobby all glombulated, and somebody can grab them from the back and give them a reach around. Tech can go fuck itself. Or go fuck old Barney off of 12th Street. Tech can go find themselves a bum and shove a pineapple up their ass. Fuck Tech. My next grievance is against Seattle. Where do I begin? Well, let's start with the homeless problem. The homeless problem is funny because most of the people I've met in Seattle think of homeless people like they were some type of pest. Like you can go to like a hardware store and get a poison that you can lay down outside, and then, you know, maybe the homeless people go away. And you can say, well, Dan, didn't they work hard for the home that they have that they're going to sell for $500,000? Didn't that guy work hard when he showed up in Seattle a couple years ago and took out 20 loans, 20 really relatively low interest rate loans because, hey, he knew a friend buddy and he bought up some homes and he did a little work and now he has tripled their value. Wow, thanks a lot, buddy. And now another neighborhood that would have been quasi-affordable for the waitress and bartender couple, now they end up in the streets in their car. Thanks, buddy. The average Seattleite thinks you can have a housing pyramid and not have homeless people and not create dislocations in the economy. The average Seattleite thinks that all this free money is actually free. It's not. It's not. You're actually eating the lunches of your grandchildren. That's if you gave a fuck about children. That's if you gave a fuck about the future. The average Seattleite does not realize that all that fucking home value is stolen. And you may not have been the initial thief. Maybe it was, you know, Alan Greenspan. Maybe it was Ben Bernanke. Maybe it was Janet Yellen or this fucking Powell. Maybe it's not a central banker. Maybe it's the fact that we're all a bunch of scumbags. But you fucking Seattleites, who on the one hand believe in this weird-ass housing pyramid, while all along Rainier Avenue there are houses that nobody's living in, okay? Up and down Rainier, you can go around all over Seattle, you'll find homes nobody's living in. Why? Because those homes are kept frozen. Those homes are kept off the market. You go around this country, you will find neighborhood after neighborhood where homes are kept off the market, folks. They are not sold. And you wonder why there are homeless people. Fuck you. I can't wait until this debt-fueled bullshit collapses on top of you. You believe in perpetual motion machines. You think this nonsense will last. Fuck you, Seattle. You know what? It's going to be horrible, but when this shit comes crashing down around your heads, I will at least be smiling before the Gronkus mobs take me out and hang me too. I'm not stupid. I know where this revenge scheme ends. Are you fucking stupid? Gonna be a lot of people in pain in the streets when this entire fucking situation comes home to roost. And you talk about homeless people. Fuck you, Seattle. Seattle used to be cool. Seattle used to have a sense of humor. Seattle didn't used to be so fucking uptight, but hey, welcome to Seattle today. We're all degentrified, translational, transsexual, transportational, and none of us has a fucking sense of humor. And oh my God, so many people feel so offended. And so many fucking communists in Seattle now. There didn't used to be so many fucking communists. So many people who think the government will solve this. They'll solve everything. Of course, the reason why we're in this fucking mess is government. But don't tell them this because their eyes will glaze over. and then they'll have a rudimentary memory of a kale and wheatgrass shake they had 3 years ago. And they'll get somber and maudlin as they stare blankly into the distance. Seattle used to be cool. Seattle used to be a place where I think people felt comfortable calling it home. And now it is filled with people that have no connection to anything to do with Seattle, or as bad, probably worse, the Pacific Northwest. The Puget Sound used to be full of life, okay? It used to be full of life, fish and animals living in the Puget Sound, healthy. Now it's become a toilet bowl. And for the most part, people say, well, it's just what it is. It's the global crisis. You know what? The shit happening in the Puget Sound is also about all the humans fucking and feeding and pooping too much. You fucking Seattleites. You fucking Seattleites will go to REI and get your low-impact pooper for camping. But then when you get home, you'll fucking use shit on your... You'll have a lawn. No. Let me just say, the existence of a lawn calls out your bullshit. What the fuck is a lawn? Except for an excuse to pour chemicals on the ground that, yeah, flow into the streams. Oh, shit. Did you think about that, you fuck? When you're being all green? Oh, I only use organic pesticides and organic fertilizers. Oh, well, I'm going to let you know a little fucking secret. It don't matter if you think it's organic or not. Too much of that shit pollutes the fucking stream. I don't care how fucking organic your pesticides and your fertilizers are. It's fucking irrelevant, you stupid fuck. You get 100,000 people in a few square miles having lawns with organic shit. Guess what? The streams are equally fucked. You fucking Seattleite, you. Fuck. What other grievances do I have? Do I have other grievances? I don't know. I mean, I don't like the Catholic Church, but I beat up on them a lot. And I figure at this point, yeah, probably the Knights of Columbus, they probably have a hit out on me. I beat up on the fucking Catholics so much. On the Pope, I mean. Fucking Pope. What's up with him? Didn't he say there was a devil one time in the last couple of years, and then all of a sudden he found out that the focus groups didn't like it, said, oh no, there is a devil. Pope Francis. There's a grievance for you. Fucking Pope Francis. What can I say about Pope Francis except for he's a socialist, communist, globalist? I think he's a Jesuit piece of shit. Fucking Pope Francis. Yeah, this might be a short podcast, shortish. I don't know, folks. I don't know. I'm not really feeling the Christmas spirit this year. I mean, about the most exciting thing I plan on doing today is extracting some cash from my checking account, going to Uncle Ike's, buying some Blue Dream from, Northwest Cannabis Solutions. Their Legends line. Getting myself a six-pack of Rainier Tall Boys, and then listening to Pink Floyd. And then maybe some other music. And then chill out and distance myself from the anger. I'm not claiming that escapism is a proper response. It really isn't. But if you're going to practice escapism, at least be honest about it. The last few months, my core ideology when I had the money was escapism. Because the current bullshit is too dark and ugly and impossible to change. We're all just a bunch of fucking nothing compared to it, really. History is overwhelming. And you know what? Not everybody wins. Not everybody's happy. Not everybody gets an A. Not everyone is going to end up falling in love forever. A lot of people die alone. That's okay too, folks. That's reality. And that's okay. Not everybody is going to have a great Christmas. Some people are going to have a really miserable fucking Christmas. It's okay if you have a good one, though. But some people won't. A lot of people in the streets are going to die on Christmas Eve. A lot of people living in the streets. Not enough food, not enough warmth, not enough shelter. They will die on Christmas Eve, and you will never know who they were. And they'll die here, and in Europe, and in Asia, and all around the world. And everybody will treat them like garbage, because that's what they are, right? They're garbage. You throw them away. When people, you know, when you're done with them, you throw them away. So don't tell me about Christmas, people. Don't tell me about the Christmas spirit. I don't know what it is. And as a Christian, though I believe in Jesus, don't tell me about magical Christmas Jesus. Because I think this holiday is more about Satan and selling shit than Jesus. Anywho, if you listen to my podcast and you enjoy it, I don't know what's wrong with you. But if you listen to my podcast and you enjoy it, and you paid for your food, your water, your shelter, all your Christmas gifts, you've aired your grievances, you performed feats of strength, you have described various banal and ordinary events as being miraculous. If all of these things are true, and like I said, my friend, my buddy, my friend, if you have money left over and you want to support me, there'll be a link to Venmo in the description of this podcast. There's also a link to Venmo for supporting me on my SoundCloud homepage. You can give me as much as you want to or as little as you want to. In fact, if you don't have any money, you can recommend my fucking podcast to other people. That's a nice fucking thing to do. It's a nice Christmas thing to do. You believe in Christmas, don't you, buddy?